one way of thinking about the difference between cultures which are dominated by mechanical and private clocks and those which aren't is that what mechanical clocks and their successors do is profoundly to liberate human society from nature. What it was understood as distinguished urban societies in the West, which had mechanical clockwork, was that these were societies which seemed to be able to run whatever the time of day, whatever the season, and in principle, whatever the weather. So that mechanical clockwork, precisely because it introduces a notion of measuring hours and then eventually minutes and seconds, which are independent from what you see around you, from the seasons and the sky, meant that urban society became a society of alienation, of a world in which human beings didn't measure out their lives according to given natural rhythms of pastoral life. And I think it's reasonable to say that the contrast between the worlds of the mechanical and private clock and worlds which just happen not to develop those technologies comes to be a distinction between worlds which can sever themselves from the contingencies of the environment and those which can't. Worlds which govern themselves by the rhythms of seasons and weather, and those which increasingly see the seasons and the weather as pure obstacle, as something which one has to overcome in order to achieve one's commercial or political ends. It's very hard to say whether or not the entire world of clockwork and clockmakers is necessary in order to achieve the kind of industrialization that happens, say, in England around the 18th and 19th century. But it's clearly a crucial factor. And it's extremely hard to think how the kind of precision engineering and large-scale distribution of technical skills, which clearly industrial society and scientific society relied on, would have been possible without the amazing concentration of skills, resources, and machinery that we see concentrated in the clock networks. It's such an efficient means of gathering together in one place precisely the skills in metalworking, in working a whole range of materials, in precision measurement and regulation, and mass replicable production. It's such a clear example of the way in which those resources can then launch and motivate further technical change and further demands. A very good example of that is the way in which tangled up in the clock trades, and indeed in the glass trades, is luxury and efficiency. Clocks are simultaneously made as goods of the most supreme artistry, beauty and workmanship, and yet goods which are indispensable, utilitarian, and fundamental for business, trade, and commerce. And it's that connection which seems to me to be fundamental. Precision engineering comes in because it's developed both as a means of luxury trade and as a means of commercial advantage. And I think that's what picks out clock culture from societies and cultures which happen not to have developed these minute mechanical skill groups.